Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
I am Boo Boo! You will follow my tweets!
Oh, for someone who didn't have a voice, that's
I know. And okay, I gotta give credit to Phantom. He's the one who came up with the Boo Boo voice.
Yes.
And he also has been bugging me to make a Twitter for my dog.
Right.
Her name is Tweak, but she goes by Boo Boo Schnitzel. Actually, her soul name is Boo Boo Schnitzel Hoffensteiner.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, you should follow her under Boo Boo Schnitzel.
Because she will hunt you down and make you force Chihuahua.
Yes, although she is kind of obnoxious. She types in all caps with a lot of exclamation points.
Well, that would be the way she talks.
Yeah, yeah. She is Chihuahua.
Yeah.
She's half Chihuahua, half Fox Terrier.
Okay. So, I thought it was Rat Terrier.
Rat Terrier.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. What you said.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so she does everything in all caps.
Yes.
She with exclamation points.
Jumping up and down.
Yeah, she's either full on or full off.
Yeah, pretty much.
So either on boo-boo or off boo-boo. So, you should follow her tweets!
Which would probably be a lot about the human won't feed me.
Yeah, why is Pop licking my face? He's such a fucker, I hate him. Or, God, Buster's on the pillow. God, he's such an asshole. Yeah. Or...
And she is kind of a
bitch. Actually, right now, it'll be about her ear itching. I gotta go take her to the vet. She's got an ear infection. So, yeah. So, yeah, follow the life and times of my charming, hilarious dog.
Yes. Welcome to Kinky and the Geek.
Yeah, welcome to Kinky. Welcome to Kinky and the Geek. This is Fleshvine, a.k.a. Kinky.
And this is Mighty Bill the Geek.
Yeah. And strangely...
Or Mighty Geek the Bill.
Yeah. Strangely, I'm a little tired today.
Yeah, she actually got sleep.
Yeah, I got sleep, which is weird and unusual. We decided not really the way to for me to be.
Yeah, because normally when you don't have any sleep, you mainline.
Active.
Well, that's also because you've been mainlining caffeine all day.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
And so when you have enough sleep, you don't need to mainline the caffeine.
It is true. But I'm also wildly hungover.
Yeah, well.
I had kind of a weird bad day yesterday and... got plastered, and then sobered up a little bit, and went to IHOP at like 11:30 for mozzarella sticks, because I was like, I want some mozzarella sticks.
All right.
And then came home and got drunk again, so it's just one of those days that warranted a good drunk.
Oh yeah. So, I more than understand. Yeah. I've had that day.
Yeah, where you're just like, I'm getting plastered.
Yeah. Well, you know, mine was about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or will be 2 years come August. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Similar situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's kick it out.
Yeah.
Let's not go there, shall we?
Yeah, we're gonna try to, you know. We'll try to stay away from that.
Yeah, let's be lively.
Happy.
Yeah, lively. Happy. Speaking of lively, I did want to say, I'm just going to say all the shit at the beginning because that's just how I feel right now.
Okay.
The lovely Phantom V48.
The lovely. He's in makeup again. Does that make him the lovely
maybe,
at this point?
Maybe. Okay. I don't know. He might be. And I did a reading of The Goblin Market.
Yes.
Which is one of my favorite poems. It's got like a bunch of... themes of like sexuality, burgeoning sexuality, young girls, you know, being seduced, and sucking fruit globes.
Yes, one of my favorite lines.
Yeah, it is a racy poem for having been written in the early 1800s. So we did a reading of that. He brought out his amazing fucking goblin voice. I should actually take a clip of that and put it at the end of the show.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, we posted that in two places. It's on my other podcast, Fleshvine's Femdom Experiments. And also, I just created a separate podcast for people who I don't necessarily want to give the Femdom podcast URL to. It's on Podbean, and it's fleshvineheartsphantom.podbean.com. So if you want to hear that, my voices are okay. I tweaked them. But his voice kicks ass.
Right.
Yeah, and it's like a 16-minute long reading of that, so...
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it turned out really good.
I'm sure it did. I did hear it, and it was very good. But you played it for me last week before we started recording.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you hadn't finished it. You had got most of it done. Yeah.
Okay. And it was brilliant, was it not?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
About 16 minutes for a fucking poem?
About sex.
Okay.
What part of that is, like, confusing? What? I mean, hilarious.
Next time, why don't you do something shorter, like, you know, Paradise Lost
I actually would like to get him to do more, because while it was a huge pain in my ass and just, like, an editing fucking nightmare, like, this podcast takes me maybe 2-3 hours now to edit just because I've kind of gotten used to it. The way I had to do that, we had 4 different tracks.
Right.
We had the track with his voice, the track with my voice as the narrator, my voice as Laura, and my voice as Lizzie.
Right.
And so I had to take all these tracks and cut out all the good parts and then piece the whole fucking thing. It took me 4 days of, like, finishing work and then working on it all night. It was such a bitch, but I think it turned out really well.
So. Guns meet foot.
What?
You did it to yourself. Shot yourself in the foot.
Yeah, I totally did. Yeah, I totally took it on myself. Yeah, no, I'm not denying that at all. But I think it turned out really well.
Well, like I said, I heard the rough draft that you played for me, which was probably about halfway through. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was long to begin with, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no.
It's just about as long as your average episode of Dan and Dawn. Because they don't normally go, they usually go anywhere between 20 and an hour.
Really?
Yeah. Some of them are shorter. Okay. It all really depends on what they're talking about. But, yeah.
That's Erotic Awakenings podcast, by the way.
The name escaped me.
Dan and Dawn on Twitter.
Yeah, their name escaped me because I can't seem to talk this today.
I'm shocked that I'm even functioning. But
because we weren't originally supposed to be.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was just like, "Fuck it, I'm not doing it tonight." But I'm glad I did. Yeah. So,
I've been poking and prodding and trying to cheer her up.
But actually, the recording was tough too, because like, and I've said this about podcasting before. I have such a hard time with my other podcast,
right?
Because I don't have your face to look at and you to kind of like roll off,
right?
Of.
Yeah.
So I end up reading a script and then I'll get flustered.
Right.
You know, or I'll flub the words, or I'll just, you know, it's totally different. I mean, this is so much easier.
Oh, I understand. The first thing I attempted was I was going to do a review that I was going to record on the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, because we were talking about doing the whole Kinkless Geek stuff.
Yeah.
And before I had download Audacity or anything like that, I was just going to record on the iPhone.
Right.
And I kept stopping and recording.
It's hard, isn't it?
And yeah, and originally it was going to be another Kinkless Geek.
Right.
And I was sitting there going, well, what the fuck am I going to talk about for 20 minutes? Because that's what I try to keep it in a range of when I do it by myself, is between about 15 and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was like I'm sitting there going, okay, well, I have one thing I want to talk about, but that's not going to stretch out until 20 minutes.
Right, right. It's tough. Yeah, it's really tough to do one by yourself.
Well, I just didn't, the only thing that seemed to have me want to rant was political stuff, and that's the one thing we've said that we won't talk about is
politics,
the political
and
stuff.
Mostly
politics,
religion, you know.
Although the religion
extent.
Stuff is interesting because we have some, it becomes more of an interesting discussion on philosophy than
religion, and we're not religious zealots either way.
Right, yeah.
You know, I mean, I have mine, you have yours, and we're okay with it.
Right.
And we don't get all hyper.
You must.
Exactly. I'm a fundamentalist pagan. I'm a fundamentalist pagan. If you're not, you know, burning incense naked, you know, chanting around the fire, then I just don't have any time for you.
See, the sad thing is I could see fundamentalist pagan. Huh. It'd be like fundamentalist Buddhist. That would be the really weird thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, militant Buddhist.
Right. You know, my roommate's a Buddhist, and she just text messaged me. So I was like, that's odd and timely.
Right.
A
Buddhist terrorist is someone who lights himself on fire.
Yeah.
And that's it. If you've noticed that.
Emotional
from back in
terrorism.
The 60s.
Yeah.
Well, it's that, you know, well, there's that famous... The famous thing from the Buddhist monk that was protesting the Vietnam War, where he lit himself on fire.
Yeah.
That's the cover of Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, that's a Buddhist terrorist
right
there.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that they had used it. I knew about the incident, but...
But yeah, that would be considered a Buddhist terrorist. Okay. You blow yourself up, and that's it.
Yeah, it makes sense, you know.
As we go off on our weird tangents like we do.
I know. Here, I had a DM that I wanted to read. I'm going to do all the short stuff that I usually mention at the end. I'm going to do that all at the beginning.
That's the Anonymous Friends DM.
Anonymous Friend.
It's just funny. That's why we have to say it.
Oh, wow. She just sent me another weird one that's... Okay. so this one. She's great. So I'm playing Farmville today because every couple weeks you just need a good plowing.
Yes.
I thought that was clever. I told her I was going to read that.
That's one that I don't play.
No, God, no. I have no patience for it.
Although the funniest thing is, what was it? The episode of South Park where they did Facebook. Stan didn't have a Facebook.
Oh, okay.
So everybody starts pushing him to be on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And they end up... at some point, Stan, because he's tired of putting up with everybody's shit, because his dad keeps coming up and going, "Oh, I see you on Facebook.
Yeah.
How come you didn't friend me?
Yeah.
Are we not friends?" Like, "Yeah, we're friends, Dad. I just didn't." And then Wendy gets all cranky at him because his thing's single, but he didn't set it up. It was his friends that set it up, and he didn't have one.
I had one from a long time ago, but I actually started participating in it under protest.
Right.
Mostly because you were talking about the games, and you got me involved on Treasure Madness.
Yeah.
And then, so grudgingly, I'm starting to talk to people on there. Like, I've got one friend, A, that's the only place I ever hear from him.
Right.
Is on Facebook. And so I'm like, God damn it, I still hate it, but I'm here.
But the funniest part is Stan ends up getting sucked in a la Tron. Into Facebook because he's going to try to get he's going to like delete his Facebook account because he's tired of all the shit.
Yeah.
It ends up sucking him into Facebook a la Tron.
Nice.
And he ends up going to Kyle's farm because he's trying to farm.
Okay.
And he's like, "You need to help me." "Well, I gotta do this." "No, you need to help me." He starts ripping up his crops. And he's like, "Oh, no, I'll help you, I'll help you."
Nice. Okay, I'll have to go look for that one.
It's called You Have Zero Friends. That's the name of the episode. But you heard about the kid in Facebook. There was some kid in Britain that racked up several $1,000s on his mom's credit card because he was buying shit for Farmville.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's funny. He had the most kick-ass pimpin' farm.
I guess so.
That's crazy.
That's just insane because, I mean, I like playing my games, but I'm not going to spend the extra money into getting points and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of funny and weird and timely that, okay, so we have a friend, a listener, that I've become friends with who, DS,
right.
Who I mentioned last show, who is into the fur scene.
Right.
And so I've always been curious about it, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go check it out, right?
All
right. So I've been looking at... all kinds of, you know, I check things out the way that I check them out, which is by...
Porn.
Yeah. Obviously. Yeah. So I got to this site called giftthis.com. And I'm like getting so into watching the porn. And I don't know if it's like for me, but I find it like fascinating, right? I'm just
right.
I like any strange way that people get off. I love the creativity.
Right.
You know? So I've gotten all perky on the YIF porn. And, so YIF This is a series of videos that this guy created from his Second Life character.
Right.
And so I'm kind of, I'm like, yeah, I was on Second Life for like maybe a month or two. Yeah, a long time ago.
Right.
Just as part of, you know, an escape from my marriage, you know. Just like, I'll be happy in my Second Life, you know. I think that's actually why a lot of people go there is just...
Right.
Being unhappy.
Yeah, but usually unless you have a first life, you don't really need to start that second one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. You know, I was trying to get Phantom to go on there with me, and I'm like, okay, it's a chat program, which we chat on Skype anyways.
Right.
It's a chat program where, you know, we can go find an area where our little characters have sex. Where's the bad there? Right? That was my thinking. So
right.
We had this whole big discussion about Second Life and... So,
Was that the tweet? He said, "Does really anybody else that I know?"
And he tweeted me back. He's like, "I'm just fully prepared for this to suck, but I'll do it for you." I'm like, "Oh, fucking never mind." I was just trying to think of something where we could chat, but, you know, do something entertaining at the same time.
Right. I can imagine just staring at it.
If you look at it like a chat program, but with extra little shit that you can do.
Well, that's also like the, what is it? The
IMVU.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never got on there. Because they spam the hell out of you. Like, you'll get 15 emails a day.
Yeah, that's one of the, I think I went on there at one point.
And they'll email all your friends, too. Yeah, because I know, because I never got on there, but all my fucking friends kept joining, and I kept getting all the emails. So, yeah, I hate that.
I think I tried the Second Life for about a week, and it bogged down my computer so much, I was like, fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that
is part of... And I knew one person, and she lives, well, now she lives in Alaska.
Yeah.
Well, the time difference is so fucked up to actually have her on there. It was hard to actually meet,
yeah. My thought was it's a chat program with, you know, simulated sex.
So of course, that's a big draw for you.
Oh, totally. Totally. But yeah, I think the reason why I didn't love it to start with is I was actually a hell of a lot more shy than I am now. And seeing all these guys coming at me with their huge cocks hanging out of their pants, I was like, oh, God, okay, you're freaking me out. Yeah, I mean, I had been a lesbian for 10 years.
Right.
Oh,
my God, what's that?
I know, it was like...
That's not a strap-on?
No, I mean, you just wander into these areas, and there'd be guys walking around with these huge erect cocks, you know, hanging out of their jeans. I was like, oh, okay, that's...
Yeah.
Now, I'd be down with it.
Right.
You know, I'd be like, oh,
well, that's right, like... One of the things I'm on is I'm on XPeeps, which is basically MySpace before the porn. You know, MySpace was people originally. Yeah. XPeeps is more for people who are in the porn business, but also it's, you know, you can get in if you're just a fan and stuff like that. And I mean, there are several, you know, when you find certain profiles, the women are having to say, you know, you want to add me, I need something more than a picture of your cock.
Right.
Which, they're everywhere. I mean, literally, it's... The guy's the profile picture is him with his cock in his hand.
Yeah,
it's
I mean that's all they feel like they have to offer. So.
Right, which is me and my kill. You know, I've actually got a full a picture of me.
There are a couple like that. There's also like my dungeon space, my dom space, which I'm on my dom space. I actually really like the way my dom space works, except the way the website's designed is really cumbersome, and it'll bog you down really bad. But it's an interesting concept.
Right.
Where it's just dominant women and sub boys. Or sub boys and girls.
Right.
But yeah, there are a couple like that. But I don't know, I may still give it a chance, but he's not into it, so I'm like, okay, I might...
Yeah, if he's not really into it, and you're just kind of... If he's just going along to do it for you, it might not be worth it.
Because
you may just want to stick with... You know, video Skype masturbation.
Yeah, see, that doesn't happen for us.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't work out for us. Just something always fucking comes up where the Skype sex doesn't work. You know, it's just like...
Well, that's Skype fucking with you.
Well, I was trying
Skype
to come
is
up
frustrated.
With...
Is
it's partially Skype. It's partially us being weird.
Oh, okay.
So it's... I don't know. I was just trying to come up with something different. So... Yeah, I also wanted to read... our dear friend, we didn't call, we didn't ask for questions.
No. Again, not thinking we were going to record.
And I think we're going to start doing that less, just because we'll spend the whole episode just answering questions.
Yeah, there's so one person's particular question.
No, I mean, any of them. I mean, our last episode was mostly just answering questions.
That's true. Yeah. It was a very long, it basically, Jasmine's email from last week just became at least a half hour the thing, but that's... talking about movies anyway, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you researched the question and spent a lot of time with it, but...
Okay.
So our dear friend, Aston, if you don't know, if you're not on Twitter, first of all, get on Twitter.
Right.
Second of all, you'll start seeing a lot of people talking about Formspring, which is... exactly. Which is where you can go and ask all your friends questions, and then they answer and it posts to Twitter. And I think you can also have
it
posted to Facebook.
But if you have it set up, I found this, it gets redundant, that if you have your Twitter going to Facebook, you don't have to put the Facebook thing down, or you just end up Facebooking yourself twice.
Yeah, see, I don't have my Twitter and Facebook connected. Although I do have I don't know. Anyways.
Well, I do. I do have it that way because a lot of times if I'm going to put out, you know, the whole, what is it?
Status update.
The status upset date. I'm usually going to be putting it up on Twitter anyway.
Status upset.
Yeah.
What is your status upset for the day?
Yeah. I'm pissed, which is usually the way it seems to work.
Yeah.
For some people, it is their status upset.
Yeah. Yeah, my status was upset today by assholes and come into my workplace. So, Aston will ask all these form spring questions of everybody.
That's Aston, yeah.
That's him. That's part of why he's awesome.
I have to say one question that he had. Did you get this one? Because this was it said, if the Flintstones had all this dinosaur-powered vehicles, what happened to all the black people in the Jetsons? It's like...
What?
Hey, look, left field.
Well, I got, as a musical instrument, what is your favorite flavor of sandwich?
I didn't get that one.
I think mine was like pastrami on rye, but only as a tuba.
Yeah.
Never anything other than a tuba. I don't know.
No Woodwood. That wouldn't make a good Woodwood.
No.
Brass, yes, but not Woodwood.
Yeah, right. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
It's so obvious.
But never first chair brass. It's always third or fourth chair brass.
So people, like, rarely ask him questions back. So I'm like, fuck if I'm not going to go ask him, like, a shit ton of questions. And, of course, I didn't ask nearly as many as he does.
Right.
So
I'll go from 4 to 24.
Yeah, and he answered some of mine. But he didn't post it to Twitter.
Of course he didn't.
Which is not right. And not cool. So I'm going to read them here on Kinky and the Geek. Okay, here are my questions. Are you really this pervy in real life, or do you have a relatively straight-laced persona offline? His answer, we all wear masks. We know how to behave within and without. When do we take them off?
Very deep answer for such a pervy man.
He was actually very serious on that one. Unless he was just trying to...
He's trying to bullshit you.
Yeah, just bullshit, yeah.
He's either that deep or he's a hell of a bullshitter.
He might be, yeah. Does your girlfriend know about your porn fascination? Which is actually his fiance. I mean, I knew that, but I wasn't 100% sure, so I just said girlfriend. He said, yep, also technically not my girlfriend. Yeah, obviously. Better for body painting, food-colored pudding or melted chocolate? Nanomachines. are there any Mexican restaurants in Sydney? I was curious because there aren't any in New Zealand. So I was just kind of curious. There are a bunch. Taco Bell is on its last dying breath, but it still exists if you believe in it.
if you fart 3 times, it will come back to life.
If you believe in it, call bomb threats on it. Like, okay. Strap-on or handheld? Nanomachines.
Yeah.
Mila Jovovich or Angelina Jolie? Top half Mila, bottom half Jolie, for science.
For science.
Silicone, glass, steel, or tentacle? Nanomachines.
Yes.
How many podcasts do you actively listen to? Many, a bunch, not a few, quite a lot. Who's your daddy? Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a serious one. Where was your best vacation? 92 Czech Republic. People were so happy. It was an orgy in the streets. That or they'd do anything for money.
Yeah, I could see that. 92 is when is about when they became free. And you can imagine that was probably a hell of a party.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Out from communist.
Yeah.
You know,
and now Prague is like the place to go. I've heard Prague is like the most amazing city because it's like an old European city, but cheap as hell.
Right.
So,
which they showed in your trip.
Yeah, it's definitely on my list of places to go.
He gave him a nickel for a tip. I would open my own hotel. Sorry, I'm gonna have to go watch that movie again.
I know, right?
We talked about it last
episode.
Ever.
Yeah, we talked about it last episode, and then we've been talking about it before this one.
I gotta go watch it again.
Craziest place you've ever gotten it on. Between public bus and classroom. Yes, the bus was actually in the classroom. have you ever been flogged for business, not pleasure? Would you like to be flogged? What are the charges? okay, I'm not going to read that. That's a little personal.
All right.
top or bottom? Top bunk. The bottom can feel the shakes when I fellatio myself.
Although you would think the bottom, because you could use your feet. You know, you could,
right,
you could use
yeah, them. Position, yeah, yeah. Kind of position them up. Yeah,
yeah, you don't have sense. To, you know, keep yourself up and hold up.
I totally.
Just, yeah. Oh, I thought about that too much.
I need to tweet that at him or email him or something. Laverne or Shirley? Shirley. No, I'm not a pedo. No, I'm not a pedo. She just reminds us of the innocence we once had and lost to Marxism. Eat spam or just carve it into animal shapes. Battle Royale.
Battle Royale. Yeah. I wonder if he means the wrestling event or the movie.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, that one's a little personal. Have you ever been consensually kidnapped and sexually tortured? Where do I sign? Would you like to be consensually kidnapped and sexually tortured? Where do I sign? That was it for mine. But he's... See, I don't know if I should read these ones from other people.
No, no. You were involved in the other one, so, you know.
Although this one's really funny. This comes from another podcaster. I'll mention his name. Yeah, I'll pimp him a little bit. Ramon Villalobos.
Oh, okay, yeah.
From
Instant Leftovers,
yeah. If Trish came at you like she wanted to fight, how would you take her down? Lethal blows only. And his answer is nudity and body hair.
hey, get off my fighting style.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyways, we love you,
honey.
I'm
a fourth level Borat, damn it.
So, yeah. Thank you for answering my questions, and you have been exposed.
I think in a very sexy way. I think he's already been. Yeah, I think he's probably exposed himself.
He may be exposing himself to the iPod right now.
After you know, we told him to listen to the one with Amber. I'm sure he's
spanked
it. Oh
yeah, yeah.
Especially
did you see his DM back.
Yeah, that's great. I'll listen and link to it.
Yeah,
I'm sure because I used to be able to make ringtones on iTunes. Mm-hmm. But I can't seem to...
I don't know. I've got the Lady Dindin ringtone.
Right, but you
that
can
Scott
actually...
Scott White did.
Yeah, but you see, okay. you can take music you already have, mm-hmm, and turn them into ringtones using iTunes. They cost like 99 cents to do it.
Yeah.
I was going to kind of see if you could do it with podcasts, because mm-hmm, I was going to take the How Bad Do You Want It? Oh, you know I want it bad,
uh-huh,
Daddy.
Uh-huh.
From when Amber uh-huh said that, and turned it into a ringtone, because that was that I'm going to be in my bunk moment.
Well,
for me. But it doesn't come up.
Yeah, there's got to be a way to do it.
There used to be, but for some reason that when you go into the file, you know,
Because my anonymous friend was asking me this exact question a week ago. I was like, I have no idea.
Why? Who is she going to make a...
I don't know what she was making a ringtone out of, but...
Okay.
Or maybe she got that Lady Dindin ringtone. I don't know. She listens to Weekend Justice, too, so...
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else we have?
Yeah, we're going off of a list. I know.
Yeah.
I know it's lame, but I'm brain dead.
Yeah, we're both kind of brain dead. I don't know why I'm so weird, but I've been kind of out of it myself.
Yeah. I don't know. You had a website podcast?
Actually, we got an email from someone who does their own podcast. Her name's Laura May. And she sent us a thing talking about her wanting to have us give a listening, because she actually said that... Although, she says at the end, is I would love to hear your professional opinion. Thank you in advance, L.
Oh.
And it's like, professional. We don't get paid for this shit.
She hasn't listened to the podcast, obviously.
But yeah, it's called Laura May Diaries. You can find it on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't actually call it as much your average podcast, because mm-hmm most podcasts have that kind of talk show feel.
Oh, right.
You know, where...
Not like mine.
Oh yeah, yours kind of falls under hers, because this is
kind of an audio blog is what we decided.
Yeah, I think it's the best way to describe it. Or she says story time for adults,
yeah,
and basically what it is she describes herself as a young professional,
mm-hmm,
very busy, you know, in a profession that can be very busy,
mm-hmm,
and she when she has her itch, as she mm-hmm kind of calls it, she goes on to Craigslist, so mm-hmm it's basically going to be, and these are actually past adventures. You go on her website and it says it's between like 2002 and 2008.
Okay.
So these
okay.
aren't like recently stuff, but this is stuff that's happened in her past, and she's just basically going to take the best of her encounters
mm-hmm.
and do the story. So nothing's over 10 minutes long so far.
Okay.
There's only about four. It's interesting. It's
oh, cool.
So far, none of them have really ended good. Because something fucked up happens. Like I told you, the first episode is her going to a swing club for the first time.
Right, right.
Where she ends up running into a client.
Yeah, that sucks.
In the middle of a sex act.
Yeah, so, that's like me seeing that guy at Frolicon.
Right.
And it's just so, like, ew.
Yeah, so if you love our wonderful Flesh Vine here and her, this would be another one to check out on top of hers.
Right.
It's a good combination.
No, not on top. I'm always on top.
alongside.
In addition
to alongside. Underneath.
Underneath.
After.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, the names, it would be underneath me.
Go alphabetically and listen to hers first. Right. And
no, I have
heard it. Because it is two different things.
I haven't heard it. I would like to hear it, though.
Yeah.
I had a friend who, I have a friend who, that's his thing. He travels out of town,
right.
And wherever he travels, he'll put an ad up on Craigslist. And he's told me about some of the men and women that he's met.
Right.
And he's got some fun stories. Actually, he'd be fun to interview, just because he's one of those try anything guys.
Right.
But his kinks run so deep.
Right.
I mean, just which is how we start talking. I mean, he just has some really unique, exciting kinks.
I don't know if they still do it, but the regular guys used to do this as part of it. It was a holdover
mm-hmm.
because they used to have the 99X, the Morning X.
Right,
okay,
right.
But this was one of the because one of the guys that's now on the regular guys used to be one of the guys that was on the Morning X, Sebastian.
Okay.
Or Seabass, depending mm-hmm. on. And they would do one of his bits was a thing called Craigslist Confidential.
Uh-huh.
And what he would do is they would get one of the sexy interns from, like, Q100
mm-hmm.
to record
mm-hmm.
a message that they put up on Craigslist with mm-hmm. a phone, which is, I think, like, the hotline line that's hooked up to a voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd do something like, "Yar, mateys, I'm a sexy pirate. And
uh-huh.
You know, give me your best sexy pirate voice and what you'll do to me and I'll
oh,
get the
nice,
best we'll get
nice.
And so they'll get or you know
that would be funny as hell but I could put up like a make a Skype up
yeah well this yeah. actually it's funny but also extremely creepy with
oh,
some
yeah,
of the stuff
yeah, totally.
They get
yeah
I mean we're talking he's in the basement sharpening his knives as he records
yeah.
this type
yeah.
shit
yeah
so yeah
oh believe me Yeah,
but they always do it on a West Coast version of the, or Midwest version of Craigslist. So they don't do it in local area, so they don't get no, you know.
Yeah.
And so.
That would be brilliant. Oh my God, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, they've done like your best baby talk, your best crying.
Yeah. So I could do.
I forgot they've done a bunch
of
different ones.
I could put out calls for sub guys because I mean sub guys. No, I respect my sub guys too.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
I'd feel bad kind of exposing people like that, but...
But yeah, so...
God, it does make me want to do it just out of curiosity, though, for myself. Maybe not even record it.
Right, just kind of figure out what...
Yeah.
Just find out what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just out of curiosity. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never... the idea of looking on Craigslist is too anonymous to me.
I've never been on Craigslist. I couldn't even... I don't think I've even seen Craigslist, honestly.
Actually, it's great for finding jobs.
I've also heard there are some
really
people who have done
there.
Sold stuff like furniture and stuff on Craigslist
yeah, totally.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, actually, at the brew store, I know a lot of people who have found really good deals on like brew kegs and kegerators and things like that on Craigslist,
right.
like for cheap, like really good deals. So
right.
if you're a brewer, go check Craigslist out.
I can imagine stuff like that, like someone who got into it and just got tired of brewing is
yeah.
trying to get rid of their shit cheap. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've got a grill that's like, God, 2 or 3 years old, but it's never been used.
Right.
I'm kind of thinking about putting it up. You know, it's like it's useless to me, unless Phantom likes to grill. I don't know if he does.
Well, no, but you've got such a great porch to do that on that you need
know,
to clean off and do stuff with.
I know, but it's like, if it's a pain in my ass, cooking-wise, it's not going to happen. You know, unless I'm like so 100% in the mood, but I've never grilled. Like, I don't quite know how.
Right.
And I don't care enough to learn. But I don't know. He might like it. I mean,
yeah, I'll find out about
I'll check with him first. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Indeed. Of and then course, if he likes to grill food, we will invite you over for grilled food.
Oh, yeah. We definitely need to do that. Well, you need to do something with that porch anyway.
Well, actually, I tell you
what. You have a great backyard, and that's.
I have had a fantasy about when he finally moves down. Like, you know, we just have so many things in our way just right now. But, you know, all the best reasons for staying apart for right now. But when he does, I was thinking that warrants a big fucking party.
Oh, yes, it does.
A huge-ass party. Like, a clean the hell out of the house, have people over.
Get the hot tub going.
Booze flying. Yeah, hot tub, clean off the porch. People just hanging out, you know. I mean, I'm talking like weekend party, like sleep on the floor.
Right.
Although, bring something soft because I have laminate floors.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that that warrants a kick-ass party, so that might happen.
Cool. Yeah.
So, yeah. Although he was researching, one of his form string questions was, how much does it cost to rent a U-Haul for 2 days to traverse five states?
Right.
It was like $897. So, it's really an expensive move. So the party may be a couple weeks later.
Right.
So.
Well, you got to get them down, you got to get them situated.
And, right.
You know, unpacked.
Right.
Have the dogs.
Yeah, we were talking about a phone service last week. He's all hyper about getting a new phone. I'm trying to get him on a family plan. I'm like, dude, you know, save yourself some money and get an iPhone.
Right.
But now all of a sudden he doesn't like the iPhone. Right? He won't leave mine alone, but the iPhone's not fucking good enough for him now.
But she's not bitter.
I know. I'm just like, really? Seriously? I was like, well, you don't get to touch mine ever again. You know, with your little iPhone hatred you've got going on. Fuck you.
Well, not just iPhone hatred. Apple hatred in general.
Yeah. So he, That's my iPhone, which is a shame because he's actually downloaded pay apps to my phone that he doesn't get to play with now. So, all right.
Okay.
We had also been looking at the Dragon Con guest list.
Yep, we figured it. They're
which
at
is exciting.
Yeah, because they're capping the guest list this year at 400.
Yeah.
I listened to one of the casts. I listened to is called What the Cast, and it's several members of the staff.
In fact,
one of the guys that helps run, or actually started DragonCon TV, he deals with the audio and video
funny
stuff.
Then, because,
and,
yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a really good cast. It really is. It's one of my. You don't really have to invest too much in it.
Okay.
Because they do. It's very sporadic how they do it.
Okay.
It's almost getting to the point where it's almost quarterly.
Okay, see, that would be, like, right up my alley, because I never have time anyway.
But,
so.
Yeah, they're talking about how what the plan is now is to limit the amount of guests, so that way they're not spreading out their resources so much to where they can go after guests they may not have normally been able to get.
Right.
By throwing hotel room airfare blank at them to get them to come in.
I'm kind of curious, is that new this year?
Yeah, they just started this year.
I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to change things.
Because I say Dragon Con, the guest list was at like almost 600 people last year.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't surprise me.
So at this point right now, it's about a little over 4 months to go, and they're halfway. They're at 215 right now, or 216 actually, we found out.
Yes, today Jewel State.
I think so.
Said that she's coming.
Yes.
And which means that I'll be trying to see her.
Right. You know, we've gotten several. There are several Firefly. The biggest get so far that I've seen is the actor who plays Simon Tam on Firefly.
Because he
has never come.
Right, so I'm sure he's come before, just not to Dragon Con.
He's never been to Dragon Con. He has never been a guest at Dragon Con.
Yeah.
Well,
and, you know, we were looking, Linda Hamilton is coming. That's kind of cool. Who else do we see that was interesting? Adam Savage again.
The weirdest one so far this year, Larry Hagman.
Really?
Yes.
That is weird.
They do tend to get some really, because in the past they've had, like, the Duke cousins. Luke, and Daisy come to Dragon Con.
That'd be kind of cool.
It's
a part of fandom.
Yeah, it is. They try to throw it out. They usually put that under the American sci-fi thing. Well, you think about it, I mean, at least John Snyder
All right.
Was, you know, a huge part of Smallville. I loved his...
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he played...
See, I never watched it, so...
He was Pa Kent. I can't remember. Jonathan. Okay. He was Jonathan Kent.
Okay.
I thought he did a great job as Jonathan Kent.
Okay.
I don't know about Catherine Bach or Tom Wopat, mm-hmm. but I know at least he had connection. One year they actually had Danny Moss... I'll just use their character's name. They had Ralph Mouth, Potsy, and Joni Cunningham come to Dragon Con.
Oh, wow.
Which is really interesting because, the guy who played Ralph Mouth has done stuff in the science fiction fantasy world because he was part of the Dungeons & Dragons cartoon.
Oh, okay.
He was the Archer. No.
Okay.
No, Cavalier. He was Cavalier.
Okay.
I can't remember his name, but the guy who played Potsy has directed... science fiction stuff. I think he's done some several. I want to say Andromeda.
There was a tie-in.
Yeah, there were tie-ins, but I can't remember her name now. But the girl that played Joni had absolutely nothing in her resume
since Happy Days.
No, to justify coming to a science fiction fantasy.
Okay.
So they do tend to throw stuff in like that. But with Larry Hagman, his first major role, everybody knows him, mm-hmm. was Major Nelson.
Right.
From IGN.
Which is fantasy. Sci-fi kind of. Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, everybody knows him as J.R. Ewing, but if you're going to bring him into a sci-fi con,
right.
boom. You know, he's Major Nelson.
Yeah.
Because they were going to have Howard Hessman.
Which is who?
Dr. Johnny Fever from WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, wow. That would be trippy.
But he's canceled. He was actually one I was really jazzed about seeing because I loved WKRP as a kid.
That was a great show.
And I did like Head of the Class because he was also on that show, Head of the Class.
Yeah, and Lonnie Anderson with her big ass hair.
Yeah. Well, I just love that whole thing because, I mean, and it's still funny because I used to play it on VH1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
it
still holds up.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the Thanksgiving and the turkeys.
See, I don't remember any of the apps. I just remember I used to watch
this was the one where basically Mr. Carlton gets a big idea as a promotion for the station.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets Les Nessman to go out to this, you know, thing. And they keep promoting it. And that was a big thing. And basically you hear Les Nessman. And it's very reminiscent of the whole Hindenburg crash thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where all of a sudden he sees there's a helicopter. And he's... It's got a WKRP banner. And all of a sudden, things start coming out.
Frozen turkeys?
No, live turkeys. and it basically bombs. It goes off the air. He goes like, Donnie Fever, yes, it just broke. The Pleasantville shopping mall has just been bombed by live turkeys. At the end, as the credits are rolling, you see Mr. Carlton and the sleazy sales guy.
Mm-hmm.
Walking in, kind of just kind of disheveled, going on there, and all of a sudden turns around. Mr. Carlton goes, "My hand to God, I thought turkeys could fly." And just goes into his office.
Nice.
Oh, but yeah, but WKRP, I loved WKRP, and I would have really liked to have seen Howard Hessman just to hear his stories.
Oh yeah, that'd be wild. Yeah.
So.
Well, also, I was excited. Adam Savage is going to be back, but I probably won't go. Because I saw him last year, and it was great, but it's like I'm not going
to
wait like that.
Well, I want to try to go. Hopefully, they'll do it, because, see, last year, they do it. The Need Coffee, Ken Plume does the Nuts on the Road, the game show, basically.
Oh, cool.
And it's kind of like a British, it's basically styled off the British quiz shows.
Meet the Buzzcocks.
You've been watching, Have I Got News for You, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, they actually got... as one of the things for Adam Savage to debate on the side that that UFOs were actually real.
Oh, wow.
And I missed that because, unfortunately, my panel
was at the same time.
And it was going to be, I think, a 90-minute panel.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I got done with mine, it was going to be halfway done.
Oh, that sucks, because that would have been great.
Yeah.
He's a great speaker. Which, when I went last year, he went over his wish list, like, of 100 things he wanted to do before he died.
Right.
And it was kind of just brilliant. He's just an interesting guy.
Well, yeah, he does come across. He's also the more livelier of the two, because from what I've heard, Jamie Heimelman is kind of a introvert, kind of want-to-stay-at-home guy.
Well, and his background is more in acting and way less in science than I would have thought.
And they're all more or less special effects guys. In fact, the entire crew was...
Well, he had done, like, set design, I think, was his thing.
Well, set design and model building, because they all kind of worked, because I know Jamie, Adam, and Grant met at ILM. They're the ones that did the robots and the sets for the Star Wars movies.
Oh, okay.
The most interesting thing, because they had Craig Ferguson, who I love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a huge fan of Mythbusters. So he did an episode where it was nothing but the Mythbusters guests.
Okay.
He brought out Grant, he brought out Tori, he brought out what's the girl's name? Or is that Tori? I can't remember. The redhead.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And then he brought out Jamie and Adam at the same time.
Okay.
The girl, Mythbusters, is her first and only real grown-up job.
Oh, nice.
She got an internship at M5 the day they started shooting Mythbusters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. God.
And she's gorgeous.
And here, like, I have had just streams of shit jobs.
Right.
How does one luck into that?
Because she's a sculptor by trade, and she was going in as a model builder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that's got to give. Man, if anyone is around Atlanta and has some interesting job, something that's not, I don't know, soulless, let me know. Yeah, just email me, drop me a line, something. Come on. And Jason Momoa is going to be there, who is Ronan Dex.
All right.
Yummy.
He is a handsome man, yeah.
Yummy.
I think he does still have his dreads.
Oh.
I think he may have had his hair pulled back when I saw him.
Yeah, I
told you, yeah.
Love that man.
I know Alicia is very thrilled that Laurel K. Hamilton is coming back.
Yeah, that's cool. She's there every year,
The year before, she wasn't there last year, she was there the year before.
Uh-huh.
But there was some kind of conflict, but she did really enjoy Dragon Con, that's why she's coming back.
Okay.
This year we just got to make sure we get in line a little earlier. I thought we got in line earlier enough, but they cut off, and we were at like they were only allowing like 100 people into the room during the book signing.
Oh wow!
Because they're free signings.
Yeah,
that's a nice thing about the author signings. They're free.
Yeah,
a lot of them will say, okay, they'll put a limit on how much they'll sign.
Right.
But I only really want to get.
I would just want one or two.
I got one thing, and that's the.
Truthfully, I don't really care that much about anything autographs. So
I got a hardback of. I'm either going to get First Kill, which was a story she especially wrote for the comic, because they're doing the comic adaptation of the books
now.
I think
I've got like the first two.
I've got. Well, we've got the set for whatever the first book's called.
It's not Circus Guilty of the Pleasures.
Dam? No, Guilty. It is Guilty Pleasures.
Is it? Okay.
Guilty Pleasures. Because they're all named at, they're pretty much all named after clubs that are in the thing. And Guilty Pleasures is the first vampire themed thing you really say.
Jean-Claude comes from.
Well, there's a story I think she wrote especially for the comics that actually introduces Jean-Claude's character. Mm-hmm. It's part of her first meeting of the vampire Jean-Claude.
Yeah, that would be a good one to get.
I want to get her to, and we've got the hardback, and I think it only came in hardback, and I want to have her sign that. And I got Alicia the book, her short stories book, Strange Candy.
Oh yeah, that, for Christmas. That was good, because a lot of those were very sexual.
Yeah.
Read it.
Yeah. I got her that one because she said that that's the one she would want to get autographed. So I got her a hardback edition of Strange Candy so she can get it signed.
Cool.
So we're going to go hopefully do that. We just got to remember to get in line early.
Yeah.
That's the only bad thing about Dragon Con is it can become Lion Con really quick.
Oh, yeah, easily. I mean, you can do three main things the whole fucking weekend because you were, that was how you ate up your whole day.
Right.
And that's how Adam Savage was. And I don't regret seeing him, but there were so many other things I would have been able to do in that time.
Yeah, I know I've said this before, but basically I'll give myself one big event, mm-hmm. one or two that I'll actually stand in line for.
Yeah.
And I know this year, especially if they get any more Firefly guests, because you know with right. Jewel, Morena, and Sean coming, right. that you're going to have at least one Dragon, one Firefly panel.
Right.
And so I know I'm going to have to go sit in, you know, sit on that.
Right.
Because I haven't seen him. He would, if seeing him would then mean the only two people I haven't seen are Summer Glau and mm-hmm. Gina Torres, which mm-hmm. would be Zoe and River.
Right. Right. So. Well, also, LeVar Burton's going to be there this year.
Yeah.
Michelle Forbes.
Like I said, we're getting a real chunk of the Next Generation cast because we're getting
yeah.
Denise Crosby. We're getting Marina Sirtis. We're getting Brent Spiner. We're getting Jonathan Frakes.
Mm-hmm.
LeVar Burton. And we're getting Michelle Forbes, who is Ensign Ro.
Right, right.
So we're getting a good chunk of,
yeah, so I'm,
of the
I'm
next,
thinking,
gen, next gen group.
Yeah, her I may want to go see. Eddie McClintock, who is Peter Latimer on Warehouse 13.
Oh, yes.
That's kind of cool.
I definitely want to see.
That's kind of cool. God, it would be great to get the whole group. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They actually, on YouTube, I saw that there are panels of them at Comic-Con.
Yeah, well, Comic-Con's the big thing, and usually that's the one, because I remember watching an interview with the guy who plays Colonel Ty
mm-hmm.
on Battlestar Galactica. And he has said that when it comes, Comic-Con is like the one con that like the studios will put the gun to the head
mm-hmm.
and make sure their stars are there, because it's become such a trade show now.
Yeah.
For anything, because you'll get because it's become so big, you'll get the entire cast of True Blood. You'll get the entire cast.
How big
cast
is that
of,
compared to DragonCon?
Because
DragonCon's really kind of like the second.
Second or third, but
okay.
Comic-Con is the largest comic book
event. So it is enormous.
But that has gotten that way because they do so much.
You know, I've actually got a friend who goes to Comic-Con all the time.
Right.
Well,
I think I've said this. They do the G4, or Attack of the Show, G4 Attack of the Show, does like a two-day-long thing with Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have it set up. They'll broadcast live from their booth at Comic-Con. And they did, like, a Thursday night pre-show type thing. They were showing some of the stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And on Thursday, there were already people sitting in line for a panel on New Moon
that wasn't
going to start until the next day.
Right.
And you don't get that at DragonCon. You may go and sit 2-3 hours in a line.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to get people who are going to camp out overnight just to get into a panel.
Yeah, I mean, it was easily 3 hours that we were in line for Adam Savage. But, yeah, no, I understand it. There weren't people that started the day before.
You could wait all night and you still may not get into the room.
So, yeah, that's... well, Doc Hammer's going to be there.
Yeah, Doc Hammer and Jackson Publick, who are the Venture Brothers.
Yeah, so we know where some of our Twitter friends will be.
Yes.
Because we do have some diehard Twitter
some Venture
friends
Brothers,
who
yeah.
are
they usually
Venture
show up
Brothers
if they
fans.
Do if they do the Gonzo Film Fest, the Nuts on the Road Gonzo Film Fest, mm-hmm. they'll be there. They usually
okay.
are.
Okay, cool.
In fact, one year they actually did a special a special feature where they actually showed an advanced copy of is either the season premiere or the season-ending Venture Brothers that was going to be shown for another 3 weeks
wow.
at the Film Fest.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Phantom was saying that he was just going to follow Need Coffee around.
Right. And you know what? You could actually see some really interesting stuff just following
just
Need Coffee.
That. I don't know. It just sounds like, you know, I want to go branch out. I want to do some
Oh, yeah.
Stuff,
I mean, we'll do it. But you could follow them because, like, one of the funniest things was watching... they did the Snidecast, which mm-hmm. is Ken Peterson and then Dana Snyder.
Yeah.
And Dana Snyder going on a 20-minute rant.
You just
on
said Ken Peterson?
Ken Plume, sorry.
Yeah.
Ken Peterson actually is a guy that used to do a talk show here in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
But they do... he came in doing about 10 minutes talking about how great the bathrooms in the Marriott were.
Nice.
They're like full doors. You ain't going there. Just, do your business.
Yeah.
And he just going off on how great. And they actually got into a funny riff on basically peeing everywhere, marking the territory so you could piss off Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah.
To make him think that, you know, he's stalking Malcolm McDowell, but in reverse, he pees everywhere he's going to be. So it he makes it seem like actually Malcolm McDowell is actually stalking him.
That's twisted.
It was hilarious. Yeah, you can go online. They actually have it online.
You can go to
the Snodcast and they have it up. So you can go at least listen to that one.
Sweet.
For Dragon, it is actually rather funny.
Yeah. Very cool. So we were going to talk about your movie list, though. We're at 54 minutes. We keep saying we're going to do it, but then we always come up with other stuff.
Yeah, I know.
We're not so good with topics anymore.
No, we're not.
Is it too much for us to do? We can do the top. Let's go year by year.
They have it. We have two. Basically, these were something that the editors of Yahoo put up.
Mm-hmm.
They have two lists that I found. I downloaded them, being the anal retentive guy I can be. I actually printed them out. They have the top 100 movies you'd see for you before you die.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the top movies to see before you 100 before you die, the modern classics, which is basically 99 through 2009.
Mm-hmm.
The 100 movies is actually done in alphabetical order.
Okay.
So, which one would you rather do?
Let's do the top movies, and we can start with A.
Okay, we'll just do... Well, actually, they start with numbers.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, okay, let's see. Zero starts with... zero to nine starts with 12 Angry Men.
I have not seen.
Not bad. I think I have seen. Yeah, I love the play. I remember reading the play over and over as a kid.
Okay, see, the movies I don't like are courtroom dramas, cop movies, gangster movies, sports movies. I'll come up with more, I'm sure, as we go along.
All right, 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Oh, okay.
I remember seeing that.
It's been years, but
I remember
seeing
that as a kid.
Yeah.
And basically we had like it was like a Christmas party, mm-hmm. and everybody put in a vote, and you had a choice from like 2001 for video and something else, a couple others. And it being science fiction and being Star Wars was, and all the stuff was really big. Yeah, everybody picked 2001, and I was riveted.
Right.
Everybody else was bored.
Oh, see, yeah, no, I don't think I watched it in school, but I do remember watching it, and I remember liking it.
Okay. A movie called 400 Blows.
No idea.
And 8 and a Half, which is the Ingraw and Bert, that's the Bergman film.
Okay, no idea.
I want to say that's where the scene where the guy plays chess with death. I've never seen any of the Bergman movies. They always seem a little too avant-garde for my simple tastes.
Yeah, I don't think I ever really have either. It's making me think that maybe I should watch some, but I only have so much time.
Right, so
and
out
I have
of all
these
those,
zombie
I've seen
movies
two.
That I need to watch.
Right. Oh, speaking of that, have you listened to World War Z yet?
No.
Okay.
No. But I will.
Okay. Well, that will definitely be something we'll have to discuss once you do.
Okay,
it is
cool.
Such a good... in fact, Dan and Don was wanting a book on tape, and mm-hmm. I'd send them a direct message saying World War Z by Max Brooks.
Oh, cool.
The African Queen, the Bogart mm-hmm. movie.
Yes.
Okay,
long time ago.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. Alien.
Yes.
All About Eve.
No.
Annie Hall.
No.
And Apocalypse Now.
No, I don't like war movies either.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the other thing.
Right. I've seen Alien. And I've got Annie Hall on my list. And yeah, so that will be next on my... Because like I said, the list on the Blockbuster online, I've used that.
Yeah.
That's next. Because just saw Casablanca.
Oh yeah,
loved it.
Yeah, oh yeah, brilliant.
Let's see, B. Battle of Algiers.
No.
The Bicycle Thief.
No.
That's one of those weird French movies.
Yeah, I remember it being. I remember it vaguely. Think about it.
Blade Runner.
Yes.
Loved Blade Runner.
Yeah, totally.
And I've got that Uber set that comes in a little briefcase. And she got it for me.
Oh,
kick-ass. Oh yeah.
you just got all orgasmic there. Yeah.
Blazing Saddles.
Yes.
Oh, love that movie.
Yeah.
Blow Up.
No, I don't think so.
Blue Velvet.
Bits and pieces, I think, on... you know, Saturday afternoon.
I've seen things. It. It's, yeah. It's a trip. It really. Well, it's okay. It's David Lynch, and David Lynch is.
Oh no, no, no. Anyway. Okay, I'm thinking of something with Elizabeth Taylor.
No, no, no. You're thinking International Velvet or National Velvet.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a completely different movie. All right.
Okay, Blue Velvet. No.
I just have a mashup of Blue Velvet with a very young, beautiful
Elizabeth Taylor
with Dennis Hopper sucking on helium.
Okay.
Nitrous, whatever he was doing.
Blue Velvet. I should be making.
It's a trip. Starts off with Kyle MacLachlan finding a severed ear in his yard.
Yeah, as one does.
Yes. Bonnie and Clyde.
I don't know if I've ever watched it.
Yeah, I don't want to say if I've seen it all the way through, but I've seen a good chunk of it. Breathless, but the original, the 1960s, I think. No, or is it? Yeah. Bridge on the River Kwai.
No. Is that where that came from?
Yeah. Bringing Up Baby.
No.
I think that is a Cary Grant movie.
Okay.
Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid.
I think so.
Yeah. One of the best endings ever.
It's been so long.
It's basically Bolivian army and they come running out, blunt guns a-blazing, and they just go to scream, basically freezes as they're running out and all you hear is gunshots.
Okay.
Just love that.
Okay.
Casablanca.
Yes.
Chinatown.
No, I don't think so.
It's actually really good.
Okay.
Roman, even though it's Roman Polanski, it's still a very good movie.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Citizen Kane.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if I want to.
It's one of those that you should watch just because it's an important movie, and you'll see why it's important.
Right.
But you'll also be bored out of your fucking mind as you watch it. I mean, you'll be like, oh, okay, I get it. The camera angles, the film, I get it. I understand why it's important, but it's a boring fucking movie.
Right. Yeah. And Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Oh, totally.
I'm horrible about that.
Love. That actually helped me.
I know Alicia has,
but
I haven't.
Yeah, that actually helped me get started on my martial arts
movie. I've been watching that kind of stuff for years anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, I had too. I mean, I'd watched, like, Kung Fu Theater when it was on, but that really got me into the artfulness of it.
Okay. D, Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Right Thing.
No.
Neither have I. Double Indemnity.
No.
I know the story, but that's only because Carol Burnett did a spoof on it,
okay.
And it's hilarious. Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah.
Sitting at my house.
Yeah.
I gotta watch it.
Oh, brilliant.
And
Peter
Duck
Sellers.
Soup.
Duck Soup.
Marx Brothers.
No, I haven't. Okay, speaking of Peter Sellers, can I just say for a second how much I absolutely fucking love when Ken and Widge on Weekend Justice go off on their Inspector Clouseau? That cracks me up. Oh my god, because they'll keep going.
Nuts of the Road, they actually do that because they start talking about the spoof doing the talking about I forgot what it was, but the murder by death.
Okay.
And it's like, I'm not a Frenchie, I'm a Belgie!
Yeah.
Talking about Perot.
Okay.
Okay. E. E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
Enter the Dragon and The Exorcist.
Yes.
And I actually saw The Exorcist in the theater when they re-released it.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's actually pretty cool.
Very cool.
On the big screen. Man, you have to put a plastic bag down. Because it will scare you shitless.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. F only has two. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes.
And French Connection. I mean, anybody our age better see Fast Times because we all beat off on Phoebe Cates.
Yeah, totally.
All right.
Who is it? Somebody tweeted something with her picture recently. Phoebe Cates, How We Missed You. I think it was Movie Brain Rot.
Okay. Yeah, she just kind of, she's a wife and mom. She's married to Kevin Klein, is very happy raising kids.
She's married to Kevin Klein?
Yes.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm not.
Wow. That's weird. I had no idea.
Who I love. He's a brilliant.
I mean, I'm not saying it's weird that she's married to him. It's just when you... Two completely different actors, and you find out they're, you know, it's kind of surreal.
Okay. I met in a movie, and I can't remember which movie, though. Okay, Godfather.
No, I hate gangster movies, too.
Godfather Part 2.
Again, no.
Even if you don't like gangster movies, Godfather is one of those movies you should see.
I don't know. I probably never will.
Goldfinger.
Yes.
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah. Maybe. maybe like 60-70%
sure
think.
On that one. I think it's been a long time ago. Goodfellas, another gangster movie you brought up. Seen Cut Up, and that's about it. Graduate?
Yes, love read that the movie. Book. There's, I didn't know there was a book.
Yeah.
Okay. So I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen the
book. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Grand Illusion.
No.
1938 looks like, or something like that. And Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. H only has one. Hard Day's Night.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I have one.
I actually did it when I was in elementary school. They actually had a re-release where they actually released it back into theaters, and I actually saw it at the theater.
You know, we actually watched Yellow Submarine in high school, which I thought was really funny, being the marijuana enthusiast that I was, that they were showing that to us in high school.
Hard Day's Night is actually really interesting because the Beatles are actually rather funny. They actually have a really great presence as movie people. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, and actually my ex was a big fan, and she bought that, which is why I ended up watching it.
So. What I want to see is Hell. From what I've heard, that's supposed to be really interesting.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Let's see. I, In the Mood for Love.
No.
It Happened One Night.
I don't
know. Cary Grant.
I'm going to say no, because it's not ringing a bell. Or it's kind of vaguely, but...
Yeah, and It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
All right, Jaws for Jay. It's the only one in Jay. And the 1933 King Kong for K.
Yeah, yeah.
The Lady Eve?
Don't think so.
Never heard of it, 1941. Yeah. Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I need to watch it. It's, again, on the list of what I need to... I know I need to see, but just...
No, if it's, like, something like that, like, in some weird exotic setting, like... any of the Sinbad movies. I freaking love the Sinbad movies.
Right. Oh, yeah, I did too as a kid. Yeah,
yeah, barbarian movies or just like any of that weird fantasy genre.
Okay, and Lord of the Rings.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. I've seen it. Seen it several times. Have the 4-disc set.
Mm-hmm. I actually visited where it was
shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
M. That we're in M, and that's the name of the movie, M. Never heard of it.
No. Yeah.
All right. MASH.
I have never seen the movie.
It's actually really good.
Okay.
It's
and not liking war movies, still, MASH is pretty funny.
Yeah, it's a little darker, but it's Donald Pleasant, it's Elliot Gould.
Mm-hmm. Like, how bad can it be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even Robert Duvall's in it. He's the guy who plays Frank Burns.
Okay.
Shelley Kirkland plays Hot Lips Houlihan.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got... In fact, the kid that plays Radar in the show was Radar in the movie. He's the only one that came
Yeah, he's the only one who could play Radar, I think.
The Maltese Falcon.
Yeah, but it's been like a long time.
It's on my list. The Matrix.
Yes.
Modern Times, which is a Charlie Chaplin movie.
No.
Bits and pieces.
Wait, hang on. No, that does sound really familiar. No, but I think I was talking about it not that long ago.
There's also a Chevy Chase movie called Modern Problems.
No, this is Modern Times, and it was Charlie Chaplin. We were talking about Charlie Chaplin with my friend before the spook show.
Oh, okay.
Let's just do M, and then we'll finish up. We'll do the rest of it next time, because we're at an hour 7.
Okay. Well, I can do to N, and then we can...
Okay.
Because I only have Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And we'll start... Stop.
You're not a geek if you can't quote Monty Python's the Holy Grail.
We've had gaming sessions break down into references to Monty Python.
Yeah,
they have to tell us to shut up.
Yeah, yeah, I am. Actually, you know what? And I have never quoted the Holy Grail quite so much, but the Flying Circus.
Yeah, there's
every once in a while it just comes out. It just totally comes out.
I came across, who put it up? Someone put up a, on something. I think it was on Pundit Kitchen. Someone put up the video. They were talking about the picture was soldiers sticking their heads out of like a building they're following, and it says, "Your father stunk of it." Someone actually put the Bruce sketch where they're the Australian.
It's the Australian.
Bruce. Yeah.
G'day, Bruce.
G'day, Bruce.
Yeah.
Okay,
rule
Bruce,
number one,
what's your
pooftas.
Pooftas.
Yeah.
And rule number six, there is no rule number six.
Yeah.
Rule number seven, no pooftas.
Yeah, it's funny because Phantom wants a wallaby so bad. And he first wanted to name it Matilda. And now he's settled on Dame Edna.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't care what you name it. To me, it's always going to be Bruce. Boy or girl.
Well, what's your name? Yeah. What was it, Robert? I forgot what it was. That's going to be kind of confusing, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, right. Good night, Bruce.
Good night, Bruce.
Yeah.
And N, because there's only three in N. National Lampoon's Animal House.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. Nothing beats
you,
the
you
scene.
Got, you have to.
There are two scenes that just scream the silent brilliance of Jim Belushi. One is when they're going to go after the house, the horse, and he's doing that jumping around, moving, rolling around.
Where he's like, he's trying to be all stealthy.
Yeah.
But he's like in the middle of the quad.
Quad, yeah.
Like
rolling around.
Hunched down, looking around.
And rolling around.
Yeah, like it would make sense if he was behind bushes.
Right.
But he's like in the middle of the quad.
The other one is him while he's peeking into the window.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And then when he turns to the screen, and the camera goes...
Yeah, does the eyebrow, yeah.
Oh, Jim Belushi, we still
brilliant.
Miss you.
Oh, my God.
John Belushi, we still miss you.
My ex-boyfriend, he would do the samurai bit. He'd do the ponytail on top of his head and do the samurai. It was hilarious. He was a huge fan.
Network?
No.
That's where the famous I'm Mad as Hell and... never seen it, but it looks really interesting because literally it's about a guy who's getting pushed out. He's a newsreader.
Okay.
Who's getting pushed out.
Mm-hmm.
And he said after his 2 weeks, he's going to kill himself on air.
Oh.
And he's slowly going mad. And the thing is as he's going mad, the ratings keep going up.
Oh, okay.
And it's just brilliant. Huh. And from what I've seen, from the bits and pieces I've seen, it's just like, wow.
Okay.
And then the last one is the 1922 Nosferatu.
Yeah, you gotta watch that. It's brilliant. Any of the old the silent films, like I love watching, but I just never think about them. You know what I mean? Yeah, that may be actually on our list of things that you have to watch.
That's the other list you need to bring in is that list of.
Well, hang on. It's on my Facebook.
All right, well...
Well, should I read it or should I... We'll discuss it when
we'll
we do
discuss
it.
That, yeah.
I'm going to put a in line fact, I'm going to go... I'm going to forward right that message to you right now.
All right.
So that we can do that.
So we'll do O through W because there is no Z.
Okay. Next time.
Yeah, next time. Alrighty. And it seems like the longest letters are B and S.
Hmm. Bullshit. So, is there anything else that you want to pimp?
No, because the only thing that would be worth pimping is going to happen after this goes up. That's Red Nose.
Right.
RedNoseDay.net.
And May 1st.
Free Comic Book Day, which also happens to be 1st of May.
Right.
1st of May, outdoor fucking starts today. So bring your favorite lady.
It's Beltane, which is when you're supposed to get laid, and for whatever reason... The whole Sabbath, the whole holiday, pagan holiday, is about getting it on, right?
Right.
I have never gotten laid on Beltane. My Beltanes always suck. I mean, universally. I don't know why.
Well, if you weren't mono, I would... Well, no, because I'll be with Alicia all day, so...
Yeah, so... Yeah, thanks, though.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I do appreciate that.
I'm willing to donate cock.
Nice.
Because that's such a horrible thing to do, yeah.
I'll lay myself, I suppose. I'm getting good at it. Not that I'm bitter.
No. Well, we've already covered the bitter part. You didn't have to bring that up. So.
I know. We
covered at least one of our bases.
Right, right. So, and I'm just looking at the list as I'm about to forward it to you.
Yeah.
And where my friend says, okay, Gooch. He's great. He listens to you sometimes. So if you're listening, hey. Oh, yeah, I just did it. I said, hey. That was kind of weird. How in the hell do you send a message on Facebook?
I don't know.
New message, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you just paste and copy, and then you have to masturbate 3 times and then pray.
Okay. Well, I was probably going to do that anyways.
Oh, okay.
To Bill, subject 10 movies.
10 horror movies to see, yeah. This is his list. Well, you don't have to worry about that part, yeah.
Yeah.
The movies work.
Well, and he... Here's my list. It has 11 films. One is a double feature that shouldn't be broken up. These may not be the most iconic films of all time, but for someone looking to see the best of the lot since the 1930s, this will be an education. I could have made a list of 100 films, and he could have. The man is like the go-to guy. He's brilliant. And had a few left off for space considerations, so this is bare bones for me. Thank you, hon. I totally appreciate it. Yeah, and I gotta track all these down. And the reason I got off of it is because my computer was fried, so now I need to track them all down.
Right. Well, you also have to redo your
my zombie list.
This is a zombie list, yeah.
It exists on my book drive because I moved everything to my book drive.
Right.
I just can't fucking find anything.
Right. Okay.
So I, my God, it took me an hour to find my little icon for Twitter. So. Okay, we should let it go.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Go to fleshvineheartsphantom.podbean.com.
Hurts or hearts?
Hearts.
Okay, you said hurts.
I should have said hurts.
Yes.
I should have made it hurts. .podbean.com and download Goblin Market.
Yes.
Or if you're a fan of Fleshvine's Femdom Experiments, it's up there as well.
I think that's where I have it right now.
Yeah, and follow...
I moved it to the...
Follow Boo Boo Schnitzel, B-O-O-B-O-O-S-C-H-N-I-T-Z-E-L.
Or she will come and force Chihuahua on you.
She will come and meet you. She'll eat your face off. You'll do as she says. Again, I can't take credit for that. That's Joe's.
That's Phantom.
Yeah, that's Phantom's voice, so.
Which I think you had at the end of one of our podcasts.
I did. So, yeah. I did. Oh, he's...
Your reference for that.
Okay, so when he did the goblin voice, he actually sent me like a half an hour where he was just rolling off all this... just random shit, kind of trying to psych himself up for it.
Right.
He did the Mighty Boosh, which that's something I should probably see and have not. Where he's doing
old
jazz man, you know, and he was just like, he does some great voices. So I'm gonna try to get him some voiceover.
The goth guy from the IT crowd is from the Mighty Boosh.
Okay.
Boosh, yeah.
Okay.
He's also the host. He's also still the one of the captains on. Never mind the Buzzcocks. He's the part of the captain. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. But yeah, he's got some great voices, so I'm going to start building him a portfolio without him knowing, and just be like, honey, send me your resume, and then I'm going to send a CD or some MP3s or something to somebody at Cartoon Network and try to get him voiceover work, because he's freaking good.
Oh, what?
His goblin voice was great, so.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Tangent.
Right.
Okay.
That's why we work.
Yeah. Be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Get inside, you boy. Wearing you like a glove. Look at our apples, russet and dun. Bop at our cherries, bite at our peaches. Citrons and dates, grapes for the asking. Pears red with basking out in the sun. Plums on their twigs. Pluck them and suck them. Pomegranates, figs.
That might have been a little loud. I gotta look. That's a bit.
Nay, take a seat with us. Honor and eat with us. Our feast is but beginning, night is yet early. Warm and dew pearly, wakeful and starry.